episode 1520, where shallow and depth meet.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a restful and joyous weekend. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that you are just ready to let it all hang out and give it over to God, where shallow and depth meet. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there's something in our lives that we usually wait for. Trying to make everything fall into place where shallow and depth meet, the give and take in life. How much are you orchestrating your own journey, picking and choosing each step and decision, turn and direction? During the season of Lent, many give something up. There's a search for an answer of what to keep and what to throw away. Some might even say, let's do it the Marie Kondo way, right? Does it spark joy? Now, maybe that sounds like a lot of fun to jump on in, but that means there's a lot of what, give and take in life. And most of us don't want to do that. We hesitate. We want to stay where we're comfortable. We don't like to be uncomfortable. It's like, come on, I'm going to stay in my own lane and I don't want to get out of it. Don't mess with me. I got this. Well, some think of Lent as a way to give back, or they give up, right? To give back, you've got to give up. So they give up something that is a distraction or a habit, a sacrifice for 40 days in preparation for Easter, right? That's what we're looking at here, and that's the season that we're in right now. However, today, let's go a little deeper than the surface of what makes you a little uncomfortable. It's not about staying in the shallow waters and wading through life with little discomfort. It's about going all in. Let's jump where shallow and depth meet. In your spring cleaning during this Lent season, what do you want to keep and what do you want to throw away? Lent is a time of self-examination, self-denial, and one that many forget, the special preparation for victory. When you keep things shallow at surface level, you're less likely to make a change. And this is so important because unfortunately, most of us are living from day to day. We're just living on what we see, right? We miss the depth of our life. The Greek word metanoia has the meaning of change in one's mind. However, in the New Testament, it's used as the word repentance. When we think of repentance, it's usually associated with regret, remorse, shame, or guilt. We in turn associate this with Easter season, right? The time of Lent. And we think about that what we are giving up is a time of repentance, but in actuality, there's something more to it. So if we take that Greek meaning, we can immerse ourselves more directly in God's desire for us. Yes, we need to repent. We need to ask for forgiveness when it comes to our wrongdoings, but repentance is changing in one's mind. In your reflection today and throughout this week, what is it that you need to revisit from God's point of view? This really got me as I was sitting there listening to our pastor, and he questioned all of us, but I felt like, of course, he was talking directly to me. Are you staying in your own lane? Or does God want you somewhere else? What have you tried before that needs to be tried again from God's point of view? His view is totally different than ours. Most of the time, again, we're looking what? At the shallow end. We're okay just kind of putting our feet in the water. Do you like the ocean? Maybe you're one who says, I don't like the ocean. So you just stand at the edge and you're just kind of looking in and it looks fun. You see everybody else playing, but you're like, yeah, I don't want to go there. I'm okay right here. I'll just stay here. But God says, I've got something better for you if you just walk over here. I can remember when my husband and I were in Hawaii and we went swimming in the ocean, and there was nothing more majestic than swimming with the sea turtles. And no, it wasn't planned. We were out there by ourselves, just the two of us. And all of a sudden, I felt something brush up against my foot and calf area all at the same time. And I was like, oh, you know where it goes. But if children are listening, I won't tell you. You can just think about what I was thinking, right? But all of a sudden, out pops. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at it, honey. It's a sea turtle. And then we began to see the small family. We were in the midst of this incredible moment. But you see, if we stood on the shoreline in the shallow area, we would have never experienced the majestic blessings that God had for us at that moment in time. I admit it. There are many situations where I've looked for the easy way out. But it's those gut nudges that get you thinking twice. Last week, I began getting some gut nudges. I was like, oh, man. And it's like I couldn't get him to go away. And it wasn't just a weird one-time event. It was repetitive. Have you ever experienced that? Where you're like, gosh, I just wish, I know I feel like I should be doing this. I feel like I should be writing a book, but I don't know. I've been putting it off for 3 years. So what's another year? What's another month or two? I don't know. Maybe I'll start it next year. This just isn't the right time for me. I've been dreaming about a business, but I don't know. What is it in your life that you need to take another look at? Try again from God's point of view. Looking at that from the shallow end, you could reason out stress, right? Overworked, overthinking something. But taking a greater time of self-examination, self-reflection, you see something totally different. The depth is much greater and more revealing. You can call it a blessing in disguise. God works in mysterious ways. I can't explain him, nor do I try. But I do say, as my dad has said, expect the unexpected. God likes to surprise us, but we have to be willing to go from the shallow end to the deep end. Where are you in your life today? Where are you walking in your journey? Are you just kind of tiptoeing on the side and looking at the shells that wash up on the shore, feeling a little bit of the bubbles as a sea comes flowing over your toes, up to your ankles, and oh, maybe splashes a little bit like you're, whoa, okay, a little too much here. I gotta back away. Yet you look out and you see something much bigger. Something that catches your eye and you're intrigued, but you're also fearful at the same time. Walk by faith. Be in communication with God. Pray about it. Are you getting those gut nudges? Is God telling you something over and over and over again? Are circumstances being led to something bigger, but you just haven't put all the pieces of the puzzle together? Be careful not to get tangled in complacency. God likes to push us as he created you on purpose for his purpose, a greater purpose, a divine purpose. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't believe that. So during this season of Lent, I know I'm paying attention specifically. God is moving right now. I can feel it. And there's something that's going to happen, or I should say maybe some things that are going to happen during this season into the next. Am I excited? Oh, I am. Am I nervous? Oh, yes, I am. But my heart knows that God is not going to lead me astray. that God's got me, and guess what? He's got you. Sometimes we feel safe on the shallow end, and it's okay to hang out there for a while. Some days we need that, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are some seasons that require us to stay on the shallow end, to take care of some things. But then there are those times that God says it's time for you to move. I've got bigger things in store for you. Are you ready to open up your heart today? Are you ready to see what God has in store for you? There are some blessings you can't get without going deeper. The give and take in life, where shallow and depth meet. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.